by setting boundaries, by using good time management, by looking after yourself, by leaning on a good support system, and avoiding burnout at all costs, because that will absolutely stifle things that you've got going on in your personal and your business life. And remember, the journey of entrepreneurship isn't just about success, it's about enjoying the ride along the way. Because if you focus just on an end objective, then I think you're kind of missing the point, and life is too short for that.
You're listening to The Growth Booth, the show focused on achieving lifestyle freedom through online businesses. Whether you're looking for step-by-step strategies to start building an online business, simple game plans to grow your business, or proven lifestyle freedom frameworks, you are in the right place. Stay tuned and be sure to join the thousands of listeners already in growth mode.
Hey, Booth here. Welcome to episode number 74 of The Growth Booth, where today I'm talking about balancing work and life as an online entrepreneur, and even not necessarily as an online entrepreneur, but just someone who's juggling multiple projects all at once. I think this is something that's overlooked by a lot of people. And, you know, in the hustle of growing our ventures, it's easy to lose track of your personal life, and it's easy to lose that balance that hopefully you're striving for. So in this podcast today, I want to sort of break it into multiple parts and talk about understanding the challenge, why it's something that I believe is important, and also then provide you with practical strategies for achieving that balance, as well as tips to stay motivated and avoid burnout in the first place. Now, balance is obviously something that is subjective. And I've seen people who think that having a balanced work life means that it's fine that they're traveling, you know, away from home 15 days a month. And that's absolutely fine. For me, I want to be my focus and things that are important to me is being home and being around my family. So that would be out of balance for me. That's not to say that it's out of balance for something else. So I think this whole idea of work balance needs to be taken with a grain of salt, because it's different for everyone. And ultimately, what I think you want to be striving for is something that is fulfilling and makes you and your loved ones happy. And I think as online entrepreneurs, we face a few fairly unique challenges. One of them being that there's this culture of always being on, and it's probably not helped by the fact that if you're running an online business, then you can interact with it and do things with it anytime you've got an internet connection. It could be, replying to something on social media, sending an email, monitoring something that you've published, or some stats, or looking at your products, or anything else. It's just all consuming and on all the time. So I think that's one unique challenge for sure. Another one that we have, and this is probably more relevant now than ever before, are the blurred lines of working from home. So many online entrepreneurs start out working from home, and their home is also their office. And it can be pretty challenging sometimes to differentiate the two, and they end up, you know, overlapping with one another. And sometimes that can be counterproductive if you're looking to achieve a successful balance. Another challenge that comes to mind is isolation and working alone. This is something that can impact some people on a mental well-being level. Some people who need social interaction and need to be around other people struggle with the isolation. So that's something to be aware of. And I think, you know, if you look at the day in the life of an entrepreneur, at least speaking from my own experience, I can share what that looks like. Most days up before 6 and I'm having breakfast with my kids. That's something I want to do. And then I take them to school. And then I've got a work block of a few hours. And then it'll be lunch break. And my kids are still young, so they're still home for lunch. And then I'll have another block in the afternoon of potential work time. But amongst all of this, I need to get some exercise in, and I'll talk more about this shortly. I need to get, make sure all the household items are managed. We've got doctor's appointments to deal with, and dozens of little things on top of this. So all of this can be overwhelming, can become overwhelming. And there are things that you can do, though, that I'm going to get to in a moment, which I think will help you keep this under control. And I think one of the first things to be aware of is recognizing when there might be a problem and when things might be starting to get a little bit out of balance or unbalanced. And I think for me, the triggers that I see are things like tiredness, constantly feeling tired, lacking personal time when I feel like, oh, you know, I haven't had any time for myself, strained relationships, or declining productivity. When my life is out of balance, these are the things that tend to happen to me. And it might be different for you, but these are the things that happen to me. And these are always a warning sign for me, because if I don't change anything, then I'm going to get into a burnout cycle, which has got no positives that can come from it at all. So when you start seeing that things are out of balance, you need to break that trend as quickly as you can and get back on a more sustainable track. So a lack of balance is not something that only affects the business, but it can also affect the personal life and actually the business success as well. So I think understanding the challenge is the first step towards achieving a work-life balance. And if you can recognize these unique challenges that, you know, us as online entrepreneurs face and begin addressing them and begin building a framework that sort of embraces them and fosters them, then you can work towards a healthier and more balanced lifestyle. So I think now if I talk briefly about why I think it's so important, and then get into some strategies and ideas that you can use. Now, I think there's a mental element to it, or a psychological and a physical element to health. And the psychological impacts of a life that is out of balance can include things like, you know, stress, anxiety, and depression, just to name a few. From a physical standpoint, if you are neglecting your personal well-being, then you might experience sleep disorders. Cardiovascular disease has been shown to increase. A weakened immune system. You know, when you feel like you're running on fumes and you're burnt out, you're more likely to get sick. I've experienced this in the past for sure. I think the influence of productivity and creativity is huge as well, because if you are running on fumes and you're in burnout mode, then you get decreased productivity and your creativity goes way down as well. So, you know, there are so many negatives that come out of this having a life which is not in, you know, that work-life balance that we're striving for, that just a no-brainer that you would want to make sure that you're doing things to make sure that you are staying in that pattern of balance. I think there's also a tendency amongst entrepreneurs to try to win the game of business through brute force, which sometimes means, working 20 hours a day, for example. But in my experience, you always reach the point of diminishing returns. So, you know, if I work 12 hours per day versus 10 hours per day, those last 2 hours that I do, are they really going to be that productive? Or if I were to focus more on making sure I was really doing the right things, and for example, this idea of deep work, and I've got a good book up here behind me if you're watching the video version of this, called Deep Work. I think it's by Cal Newport. And I've got a podcast episode all about deep work. It's episode number 7 over at The Growth Booth if you want to check that out. But this idea of deep work is that you can get more done and make a bigger difference on your business and your life with 1 hour of focused work versus 10 hours of a scatterbrained approach. It's something that I really believe in. And as time goes by, I'm more and more building this less is more idea into my life and my business, and focusing on the things that matter versus trying to do absolutely everything, because you definitely reach a point where, the results that you get just turn to rubbish, essentially. Now, I think for personal relationships and leisure, the balance is really important as well, because if you get out of balance, then you're more likely to have strain on relationships. So for me, I like to think about things that I can add into my day that are not work or business related. So things like hobbies. I recently shared how I've been learning Italian, and that's turning into a hobby that I'm really enjoying. Exercise has been sort of the backbone, if you like, of my non-work life for many years now. Reading books, you know, taking my kids to the park, going out to enjoy a coffee with my wife, or whatever it might be. These are things that you can do outside of work to really break the mold and give yourself a healthy distraction. And, you know, burnout for me has always been a slippery slope, and it's something that I've experienced multiple times, and it has always stemmed from an imbalance or from doing too much, taking on too much at one time. The result of the burnout has always been exhaustion, low motivation, frustration, and recognizing when it's happening is pretty easy. But the challenge, I think, is recognizing it before it happens. And the stakes of neglecting this work-life balance are pretty high, because as we've spoken about, it influences your mental and physical health, your productivity, your creativity, your personal relationships, your business success, and so much more. So if you can sort of acknowledge this, then I think it can become a priority. And I want to now transition to giving you a few practical strategies that you can use to deal with burnout and to deal with, you know, making sure that you don't get out of balance in your life. Now, in podcast episodes number 12 and 13, we spoke a lot about setting up boundaries, about, you know, productivity, about lifestyle design. So if you want to learn more about designing your lifestyle, if you like, then check out the Growth Booth number 12 and 13, because you really can design your lifestyle to be the way that you want it to be if you sit down and think about it a little bit. So in terms of physical design, you can have a designated workspace, and instead of working on the kitchen table, maybe you can set up a little corner in a different area of the house, or it doesn't matter where it is. Maybe you're working from a co-work space, and that's your designated work area. And when you leave that area, your work stays in that area. So you're trying to deliberately create some almost like physical boundaries there. Another thing you can do is to limit the working hours. Now, I started doing this quite a few years ago, because it was too easy just to keep working into the evening. Once I became my own boss and started working for myself, then, you know, there was nothing stopping me from working until, you know, midnight perhaps. But I now try to adopt more sort of a 9-to-5 lifestyle, and actually a lot less than that, but make sure that I don't try to go past that 5 p.m. because then that starts digging into my family time. I think unplugging from technology during non-work hours is something that is important to do as well. And, you know, I've always done my best work when I've been able to keep that balance. And, you know, nowadays my routine is pretty vital, and doing less and unplugging from technology from time to time and really striving for that balance has become a bit of a mantra for me and a way of doing business. Time management is something that can help you a lot here as well. So sometimes if you're feeling flustered and overwhelmed, it could be a result of not being able to manage your time effectively enough. And one of the best time management methods that I've come across is the 12-week year. And I speak about this in detail with the creator of the 12-week year, or the author of the 12-week year book, in the Growth Booth episode number 19. And the 12-week year is basically taking activities and putting them into a 12-week plan. And this is something that you can repeat 4 times a year, essentially. And there are lots of benefits to doing that. But there are other methods you can use that will help you, you know, blast through procrastination and get more done. One good example is the Pomodoro technique, which is where you essentially use a timer and you do 20-minute blocks of work at a time. and you give yourself a goal, something that you need to complete in that 20 minutes, and then you take a break and you rinse and repeat. So that gives you a bit of a urgency around completing a task in a certain time. Another one that's useful that I've come back to over the years is the Eisenhower box. Now, the Eisenhower box has a y-axis and a x and an x-axis. And on the y-axis, the vertical axis, you've got two rows. You've got important and not important. And then on the x-axis, or the horizontal axis, you've got urgent and not urgent. So if you imagine you've got this matrix with four squares in it, and if you head over to the Growth Booth episode number 74, I'll make sure that we embed a picture of what I mean by the Eisenhower box so you can see it for yourself. But in one of the squares on this matrix, there's the intersection of things that are important and things that are also urgent. And these are things that you need to do today, and you can knock them out either immediately or today. In another square, you've got things that are not urgent, but they are important. And this is something that you should schedule a time for. So it might be exercising, it might be calling a family member, it might be researching something, it might be booking a holiday, something like that. And then you've got things that are urgent, but not important, and you want to be delegating those, and not urgent, and also not important, and just deleting them. So that's the Eisenhower box, or the Eisenhower matrix. And like I say, head over to the Growth Booth episode number 74 to check that out for yourself. But this can be a useful tool when you really want to trim the fat and just focus on the things that are really important in your business.
This episode was brought to you today by The Mind Game. If you want to learn about a 66-day game plan and the secret formula responsible for generating over $100 million in online sales, then head over to thegrowthbooth.com/mindgame today, and you'll find out about a program that I've put together that walks you through a framework that I have used to personally generate over $100 million from my online businesses, and how you can tap into the exact same secrets that have been used by mega millionaires and the most successful people in the world today. So you can find out more at thegrowthbooth.com/mindgame. Now back to the episode.
I've got a couple of episodes which dive deep into productivity hacking. You can check them out at the Growth Booth episode number 65 and 66. And in these, we talk about delegating tasks. We talk about outsourcing. And, you know, hot topic right now, using AI tools like ChatGPT to save you time. I mean, this is, opens up a whole new realm of possibility with regards to what you can, now get done, in a matter of moments, essentially, just by, leveraging this technology. I think looking after yourself, both physically and mentally, and spending some time doing this each day should be one of the strategies that you add to your toolbox. So on a physical level, you know, regular exercise, I think is important. It doesn't have to necessarily be strenuous, but doing something to get yourself moving, I think everyone would agree that that's important. Healthy eating. I mean, there's a correlation between, you know, your health and what you eat. And there's the old saying of you are what you eat. So, you know, there are a lot of flow-on effects based on to do with what you eat. Getting enough sleep is really, really important as well. And then there's a whole range of mindfulness activities that you can do, things like meditation, potentially yoga. And, you know, the old saying of success leaves clues, we've seen this over and over again, where the most successful people in the world swear by starting at a foundation with looking after themselves, and they do regular exercise every day, and they eat healthy, and they get the sleep that they need, even though they're some of the most successful people on the planet. And I'm talking about the likes of, you know, Richard Branson, Oprah Winfrey, Jeff Bezos, Mark Benioff, and many, many more. These are people that look after themselves and as a result get better results in their businesses and their lives. I think having a support system is really important and something that you should try to build into your toolbox to look after yourself as well. So things like family members, friends, people who add to you rather than provide a layer of toxicity, if you like. You want to avoid that kind of a thing in your life. But if someone can add value and be a real asset to bringing out the best in you, then they're people that you want to have as part of your support system. So family, hopefully, friends, hopefully, definitely mentors. If you can, you know, work with coaches, I think that's a great idea. And we've seen over and over again, by the way, that, you know, success leaves clues. The most successful people in the world, guess what? They have coaches as well. And it's certainly a big shortcut there. And, you know, my coach helps me stay on that balanced equilibrium, if you like, much more than, you know, if I was going it alone. So finally, a few tips to avoid burnout and stay motivated in the first place. I think, firstly, recognizing the signs is a big one. So, you know, feeling tired all the time, losing interest in something, physical fatigue, headaches, stomach issues, you know, feeling disinterested in socialization for some people. These are often signs of burnout. Taking a break is really important, and this is a great way to stay motivated. You know, regular breaks will do great things for your creativity and just help you see the forest from the trees. So a regular break and disconnecting from what you're doing, even if it's sometimes to go for a walk around the block for 10 minutes or just go and do something completely different, it'll allow you to get that 10,000 foot viewpoint and maybe approach a problem from a new angle. Sometimes you may have heard the saying, you know, I'll sleep on it. So, you know, you're making a decision or you're attacking a problem, and after a good night's sleep, you come back from it and you can solve it. So taking a break is important. And then there are different ways that you can, you know, sort of hack yourself to stay inspired and motivated. You know, some of the ways that I do it, for example, are setting and tracking personal and business goals. So I've got a tracking sheet even for my Italian study, which might seem a little bit obsessive, but it keeps me motivated. You know, it's one of those things that I don't want to break the streak of my studying because it's going so well. Celebrating the small wins. And there are lots of different ways that you can celebrate. It doesn't have to be anything overly elaborate. It could be any number of different things, but celebrating the small wins. Continuously learning will keep you motivated. And some people often think that, you know, they'll get motivated and then they'll take action. But I've come to believe that it sort of works the other way around. You take action and then you get motivated. Developing new skills is a great way to stay inspired as well. And then also constantly training yourself and reminding yourself about different positive mindset techniques. And, you know, every morning when I wake up, I think of three things that I'm grateful for, you know, three wins from yesterday and three things that I'm looking forward to achieving today. And, you know, sometimes it's the most trivial thing, but at least it gets me out of bed in the morning. After this little 30-second routine inside my head, it gets me out of bed in the right frame of mind to start the day. The entrepreneurial journey can often feel like you're walking on a tightrope between, you know, work and life. But achieving a healthy work-life balance is not only possible, but it's probable when you set about achieving it. I think, you know, you get what you ultimately want to achieve when you're focused on something. You get what you focus on. And if you're focused on having a good work-life balance and you make it a priority, then it's something that you can do. You can strive for success, not at the cost of your health and your happiness, but by embracing that balanced approach, by setting boundaries, by using good time management, by looking after yourself, by leaning on a good support system, and you know, avoiding burnout at all costs, because that will absolutely stifle things that you've got going on in your personal and your business life. And remember, the journey of entrepreneurship isn't just about success, it's about enjoying the ride along the way. Because if you focus just on an end objective, then I think you're kind of missing the point, and life is too short for that. As always, you can get all the show notes over at The Growth Booth. And this one is on episode number 74. So navigate to The Growth Booth, go to episode number 74. You can also check us out on YouTube if you want to watch the video version of this. You can listen to us wherever you want to listen to your podcasts. So we get a lot of people tuning in to Spotify these days. We get a lot of people on the Apple podcast app. Google Podcasts, and many, many others. I would also encourage you to take a couple of minutes to come and connect with me on social media. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook. If you search for Aidan Booth Online, you'll be able to find me and follow along with what I'm up to and get notifications when we release new episodes here at The Growth Booth. And of course, over at The Growth Booth, you can subscribe to the email list as well and make sure you get notifications that way. That's a wrap for this episode. Look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Thanks for tuning in. Bye for now.